We're not sure where animal rights activists stand on pets owning their own pets, but commentator Daniel Pinkwater sees only good in such a relationship.
Lulu, our 8-year-old Inuit dog, has taught her pet, Maxine II, the 2-year-old Labrador Retriever, the skunk trick. I never knew a dog before Lulu who knew this trick, but now, apparently, Maxine can do it too. When I say that Maxine is Lulu's pet, it's not some conceit or an attempt to be cute. Maxine belongs to Lulu, was raised and trained by Lulu, and listens only to Lulu. Lulu did a far better job than we could have done. For example, Maxine, who came to us at 9 weeks, has never made a single housebreaking mistake, not one, ever. We could not have brought that off. Lulu had no problem. She weighs 80 pounds and looks exactly like a wolf. Maxine does everything she tells her. I would, too, in her situation. Maxine does not come when she is called. If I want her, I have to get Lulu to call her. And so on. You get the idea. We live in the country. We get skunks. Most country dogs learn about skunks the hard way. Some never learn, and owners of such dogs get to experiment with tomato juice baths, highly diluted Clorox concoctions, and repeated visits to the vet and the dog groomer. Lulu has never been skunked. This is not because she leaves skunks alone. Just the opposite, she loves to stir them up. And this is the skunk game. You annoy the skunk until it loses its temper. When a skunk gets mad, it stamps its little feet. Then it wheels around so it's facing the other way. Then it lets fly. Lulu's game consists of getting out of the way of the cloud of skunk stink at the last possible fraction of a second. It takes a lot of agility and timing, and is done in the dark. Skunks are nocturnal. We will get a powerful whiff of skunk coming from the dog run. Lulu, and now Maxine, will turn up at the back door in a state of hilarity. Everything smells of skunk, except them.
Daniel Pinkwater's latest book is called The Education of Robert Nifkin.